We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple.
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 51. I'm Ray from RamblingsOfATVWhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from MyTakeOnTV.com. And I have a swollen lip. I'm not sure what I ate, but my lip is swollen. And if you want to understand what it looks like, either look up a gopher or Helena Bonham Carter in Planet of the Apes.
Nice.
You mean you didn't, like, snap a self-portrait with the iPhone and twit-pick it?
Yeah, but I would never send that out to people.
For everybody to see.
I sent it to my mom so that she could see what it looked like. Yeah, some kind of allergic reaction, so yay me.
Crazy girl.
I feel like I had Botox injections in my lip because my lip is like, paralyzed.
The Angelina Jolie look?
Huh?
Jason asked you something, but I was
going
to say something.
Oh, yeah, so. No. I don't think he was seriously asking if I was going through the Angelina Jolie look.
She was just ignoring it, like yeah. Hamilton said.
What was your question, Ray?
I wanted to know if you had your steamed I can speak. Last night you were going to have steamed edamame.
Edamame, I did. I had that.
Was that salty? Because when Mona has that and it's salty, she gets her lips swell up.
Really? It wasn't that salty. But I thought about that too. But then the doctor was like, no, it's an allergic reaction. It's not salt. So theory debunked, unfortunately. Because I didn't eat any red dye and that's when this normally happens. But this is not what everybody's tuning in for. So let's talk TV. In news.
Yeah, that's done with the medical segment of this week's podcast. Onto the TV news segment.
Apparently The Who is set to perform at this season's Super Bowl, which I had not heard that. And I don't know. I don't really care that much.
I don't know. It's one brief second of a boob on TV, and now all of a sudden you have to go and bring out ancient acts every year.
Exactly. Yeah, and to be fair, she had something covering her boob, so, and it was totally planned, and they pretended it wasn't, but whatever. And now, yeah, like the Rolling Stones and Bruce Springsteen and The Who, all this stuff, like, they need to get more modern. My favorite Super Bowl ever was when NSYNC and, like, Britney Spears were all on it. That was awesome. And I don't like Britney Spears, but I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, well, that's still too ancient. We don't have to go that far back.
So that's the Super Bowl. I don't even know what this means. A third pilot episode of the original Star Trek will be released on Blu-ray November 15th. Apparently, according to our notes here, the lost pilot was found by a German film collector and includes a different opening monologue, different music, and alternate breaks in the action. And when I first read this, like, all I thought of was a pilot on Lost, and, like, all I was thinking of was, like, Greg Grunberg.
What?
Like, that's all I thought. The only thing I saw that stood out in that sentence was Lost.
Not that kind of pilot.
Hmm.
No, but yeah, apparently the original pilot episode that was first screened by NBC executives that they saw and decided to pick up the show has never been seen.
Hmm.
Two other ones have been that were made off of that or with that, and the one that actually aired have been seen, but this one is. But apparently that's been found and remastered, and they're going to stick it out, I guess, The new Star Trek movie comes out like November 15th or something like that. So
yeah, this is November 15th.
But I think this actually, I put down November 15th, but I think it actually comes out December 15th.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it both ways, but I think somebody may have confused that the Star Trek big screen movie that came out over the summer comes out November 15th.
Okay. All right, so that's Star Trek.
The 16th.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably an odd date for that to come out, or the 17th, I think, is actually the Tuesday.
In November,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
15th is a Sunday. It seems like an odd day for something.
Yeah, then it probably is December 15th, because that's a Tuesday. Anyway, look it up if it's Saturday.
All right. Yes. But it is, yeah, it's December 15th. Tuesday, December 15th is when this comes out, when the unseen pilot of the original Star Trek.
All right. Fox has canceled Dollhouse. But the rest of the season 2 is set to still air starting in December. Joss will have the opportunity to give the series closure. I gotta say, I'm enjoying it. Like, it's not that I'm like, oh, haha, I see, we all told you the show would be canceled. But, like, I looked at season 2 almost like a gift. I didn't expect it to go beyond that. because of ratings, because of Friday nights, like I didn't expect it. So at least we'll get closure.
Yeah, they made the decision so that early enough so that they still have two episodes to turn into in the season. Unlike...
Wait, I want to ask Ray's thoughts, because Ray was the one...
another cancellation.
A fan of the show from the beginning. Are you sad, Ray?
I guess.
I guess.
I expected it, so I'm...
Are you hoping for bigger and better things from most involved?
I actually enjoyed the show, so I'm not really hoping for... I mean, I'm always hoping for bigger and better things, but I didn't feel it was that bad. But I also...
I missed a great opportunity there for a That's What She Said joke.
Anyway. I don't feel as though... I guess what confuses me are the people who are all, I hate Fox. I never watched anything on Fox. And I'm just like, I understand it from the past. I don't really understand it in this case because I don't feel like... I mean, Fox may have done a little bit of tinkering, like they may have involved themselves, and I don't know if that was a bad thing, at least in intent. Like it may have been a bad thing in how it affected the show, but I don't think that they intended maliciously to interfere. I think that they just didn't see it appealing to audiences, understandably, because it didn't.
Right.
And so they were trying to make changes to get it more appealable. But either way, they certainly gave the show a shot, and nobody can deny that the reason it was canceled was because of ratings, not because of anything else.
Exactly.
It didn't perform better ratings on a different night, so they can't even say, oh, they put it on Fridays. They did put it on Fridays, but it also had earned itself that spot. So in that way, I don't think that Fox is the big bad meanie in this.
Especially with the, you can't really fault them. In this case, I mean, they gave it another season and still nobody watched. So, I mean, you can't expect them to just keep, just because you like the show or whatever, to keep doing it when there's not, there's just not enough people watching.
So that's Dollhouse. Also canceled in no surprise range, Hank, which was horrible, and Eastwick, which I was starting to really like. The latter, which is still scheduled to air 13 episodes, but there will be no closure on that show. And to counteract that, they've actually given Christian Slater's show gotten another 5 episodes, which, maybe it was doing better or it had better demo numbers than Eastwick. So, yeah, no big surprise for me.
I think part of the Eastwick is the reason Eastwick got canceled is because it significantly drops off from... Modern Family and Cougar Town that are before it, and it actually was beat like a couple times by Jay Leno. So
yeah, and The Forgotten is doing better than Jay Leno some nights, so I can understand it. So that's ABC cancellations today. But Ray,
what
you had something to add about ABC?
Oh, because I remembered the news that I heard earlier today about the. ABC is trying their hand at a Charlie's Angels remake with Josh
Friedman.
I know I was going to say it the wrong way. Friedman is how I was going to say it. And then I was like, that must be wrong. It must be the other way. Josh Friedman is going to write and direct, I think.
So, yeah, he's a cool guy. That'll be fun. So I wish they would do some creative shows and not repeat the old shows. But
if they get the right people and they do it the right way. But I'm just not sure why they're doing this.
Does the
franchise need yet another iteration? I just don't.
I mean, especially because they did the movies and
they're doing the same thing. Like it feels like it's been done so many times. It's not even like it's a show that was a popular show that hasn't been touched since then. It's like something that we've just seen a version of it in the movies. How can they live up to the movie version? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's starting to be with the remake thing is that they're not doing well. Like, just it seems to be like they're doing it because it has a name recognition value. Like, they think that they can. And so far, that only, for the most part, that only works somewhat to get you an initial audience. But for a lot of these shows, they're not doing anything good with it.
Right.
And so, I mean, I guess like with anything else, if they actually made it good, people would stick around and watch it. But they keep doing these things and. I mean, what's the last remake of you know, a 70s show or something like that that's still on the air.
I don't know.
They keep doing it with all these, mm-hmm. all these, I mean, there's talk of a Dallas, you know, just like 90210 and Melrose Place and, you know, continuing on type of stuff. I don't know.
Yep.
You can't even really say that those are working, like 90210 and Melrose Place. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Charlie's Angels, I can come from the other end, they kind of have a built-in, it could have been that, you know, three, what? Oh.
I just left it, that's what she said on the table.
I mean, Charlie's Angels, three people, you know, that's the kind of thing that it could be done in, kind of almost like the show that shall not be named was done, where it was a new team of people, but like the same idea. So they're crime fighters, you know, like, but Ray's like, right, why do we need another iteration of it? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
We'll see what happens when it comes out. We're judging it now. We have no idea about it.
So. I'm all for shows that are going to cast three beautiful women to play spy.
Yep. So according to Nielsen data, the average American is watching 4 hours and 49 minutes of TV a day, which is 4 minutes longer than last season and 20% more than a decade ago. 4 hours. I'd say that's right. Because, like, I count my DVR recording as, like, what I'm watching, so I fit right into the average. No, I'm probably way over the average.
I actually, when I read that, I actually thought that seemed a little high. But I guess if you count people watching or having the TV on, like, in the morning and then at night and stuff like that throughout the day, that I guess it's that it comes in like that. But, yeah, I'm above mm-hmm. average, I'd have to say, for the most part, probably. I thought it was interesting just there's not, like, less TV watching going on. There's just so many different channels
mm-hmm.
that's really where the spread has become. Is a lot of people talk of, you know, online and computers and video games and all kinds of other things taking away from TV viewing, and the numbers don't really bear that out.
Right.
It's just that people are spreading their viewing over 300 channels instead of four.
Yep. All right. So, moving on. Shit My Dad Says Twitter account is to be turned into a TV comedy series at CBS. This is the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard.
Basically, it's a comedy about a guy that, you know, moves back in with his older father and who's, you know, sort of curmudgeonly or whatever and says all kinds of weird stuff. But if you've ever read any, just the account name or right. a lot of the stuff that comes across it, it sounds like more like a show that Showtime should be developing a comedy for.
Yeah,
CBS.
I mean, but CBS likes old people.
Yeah,
so yeah, stupid idea. It shouldn't be done. It's stupid. And to that, the CW has scheduled finally what should be one of my favorite shows of the season, Life Unexpected, for Monday, January 18th, where it will replace Gossip Girl. It will then move and replace One Tree Hill in the spring, and Gossip Girl will return. And then it will finish its 13-episode run. One Tree Hill and Gossip Girl will be back to their times on Monday. And if it gets the back nine, Lord only knows where it ends up.
But well, at a back nine because it's a mid-season.
Yeah, I think it's just going to...
Do not do back nines at all for mid-season?
I think
they typically pick it up for the next season.
Yeah, if it does well, it'll be the next season. I don't know what you guys think of that idea.
I think it's stupid to already build in a time change because people get used to it, and even if you warn them months in advance, they're going to forget and miss the show. But I'm just glad it's going to be on.
Not a fan of it, as we already know, on Monday nights.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the truth. I don't watch a lot as much as anybody else does on Monday nights, but I watch enough that it's one more thing that I just don't love it being there. I mean, granted, it is taking the place of something on CW, which if I watched anything on CW, that would just cancel out. But I still feel like it's going in on a crowded night, and it's going to be bad. So,
yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah, it'll be, especially in that.
But the way I look at it,
it's competing with like 24 or whatever. But 24 will be on, and then you still have Two and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory.
But it does kind of make sense that the only night it could be on because. I mean, they're not going to move Vampire Diaries or Supernatural. That's, you know, they're doing really well together. They're not going to move Smallville. It's doing incredibly well. And Tuesday and Wednesday are just crap ratings night for them. Like, Monday's the only place they can put it.
Well, I think they're trying to give it a shot of at least getting the type of ratings that Gossip Girl gets or whatever on the...
Gossip Girl gets, like, no ratings, though, so I'm not sure how they can really say that.
Yeah, well, it still, it does 2-something million, and it does well in their 18 to 34-year-old female demographic.
Mm-hmm.
But come January, ABC Family is going to have 3 shows on Monday night, so...
Yep.
To go along with all the other shows that are going to be, and the possibility that Chuck could be back.
Well, get your DVRs ready, folks. That's all I say. Because you want to watch the show.
Yeah, Monday come January is going to turn back into, like, Thursday nights again, where there's going to be, like, 12 things on that I want to watch.
All right, so that's the news. Anything we missed? Nope. If you need something, look it up online, because that's all we got today. All right. You know what it's time for. Prime time!
What's that, Amory?
What?
I said, what's that, Amory?
What's prime time?
Never mind.
Oh, wait, you said, what's that, after I said prime time? Meaning you were, never mind.
Never. I didn't say it after you said prime time. I said it before when you said, you know what that's time for. You know what that means it's time for. Never mind.
You know what's funny? Wait, let me.
But by the time the sound came through, it was after Amory.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Okay. Up first.
With a little editing, I can fix that.
No, I think it's more fun when I'm confused. Prime time. Stargate Universe, Season 1, Episode 7, Earth. I'm not sure why this is on the list. I don't really have anything to say.
It's on the list because I wanted to say something about it.
So say something.
I really liked this episode. I like the show, but the water episode I thought was kind of a down episode for, like, it didn't really go along with the sort of how the series was progressing. It just seemed sort of like a down episode, like I didn't really care. But this episode with them using the, I'm blanking on whatever the special rocks are that can allow them to,
I don't know what they're called, but I know what you mean.
Allow them to transport, switch bodies or whatever. The little extra bit where each time the ship did something, like jumped out of hyperspace or went back into, and there would be a glitch where they would switch back and then switch back, you know, just briefly a few seconds.
Yeah.
That was, considering what some people were doing, they were, that added a little extra interesting twist, especially with Lou Diamond Phillips' character showing up at the guy's wife's,
Yeah, what's that about?
Door at the end of...
Is he going to pretend it's him?
I don't know what he was... It sort of left you like, what is he... what is he there for? But...
Maybe we'll find out.
But yeah, it was... I just thought that that and the story itself added a nice dimension to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, how, where these people are and you know, the guy basically... not agreeing with what they were, you know, his commanding people were telling him that they needed to do. And then also Rush basically running his own thing in the background to make everybody believe that something was happening. But then as soon as they took off, he basically shut it down.
Right.
And I thought it ramped back up nicely and made me, you know, look forward to the next episode again, where the previous episode sort of didn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm enjoying the show. We'll see what happens tonight, the next new episode. It's not like my favorite show on the week, but I watch it. All right, what's next? Amazing Race. What's this week? What was this week called?
This is the worst thing I've ever done in my life. It was Netherlands to Sweden.
Thank God I had this on DVR and I could fast forward. Brains and I were watching, right? And, like, she and I were just like, oh, my God, what's happening? I need to know. I can't calm down until, like, one of the teams I want to do well finds the freaking clue in the straw. This is my least favorite challenge when somebody was kicked off the last time, and this time it was terrifying.
Who are you worried about?
I actually found myself really worried about Megan and Shane.
Yeah. They were fine. Obviously, you know that already.
I know.
I just point out that my team actually won this the team I picked.
I know, I thought about that. I was like, yay, Ray!
The boys. I was happy that they won, actually, when I knew it was there. Not Sam and Dan.
Right. No. You picked the Globetrotters, right?
Yeah. That it was Flight Time's birthday.
Right.
That was kind of nice for him to win on his birthday.
Yeah, that was good. Good job, Amazing Race. And wait, who got kicked off?
Nobody, because it was a...
Oh, that's right.
Non-elimination, but Gary and Matt.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because I did breathe a huge sigh of relief. I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't care who wins, because I honestly don't dislike any of the teams.
Yeah, I don't either. I think race-wise, probably Brian and Erica could go, and I wouldn't be upset, because they're
right,
not very
exactly.
good racers.
I know what you mean. But, like, I don't, not because I don't like them, I know what you mean exactly.
Right, like, I have no problem with them. Like, unlike other people, I like them, but they're just not good racers, as we've seen. Like, if it wasn't for the bail of the cast this time, they would have come in last.
Right,
they
exactly.
last there? Or I guess Gary and Matt, did Gary and Matt get their last? I don't know. But they're not, they just had a bad time this time.
Right, exactly.
They don't usually do that bad, so. Anyway.
So, how many episodes do we have? I guess we have 5 episodes. Who do we think is going to win next?
No, we don't have 5.
We have, what, 3?
We go into the last round with 3 teams, so we only have, yeah. We have.
Well, who do I think is going to win next week? I don't know. Maybe Sam and Dan will come back up.
Maybe. I think there's a chance that Megan and Shane will be back up there.
Look at us, switching teams. What?
What? Not that kind of switching.
Oh, it's been a long day, guys. I can't concentrate.
Looks like there's 4 episodes left.
Oh, okay.
Well, the last episode is...
2 hours, usually.
Yeah. 2 hours and 2 eliminations.
All right. That's the Amazing Race. Next on our list is How I Met Your Mother. I can't believe we're in season 5. Season 5, episode 7, The Rust Patch. I thought some of this episode was good, but for the most part, I didn't love it.
What did you guys think of them breaking up Barney and Robin?
I think they went through a lot of trouble to put them together. I don't take a major issue with it. Like, they weren't what was making me watch the show, so.
I don't feel like they're going to stay broken up, so I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that may be.
I mean, they may stay broken up for a while, but I don't think that they are. I think that ultimately they probably will end up together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought them being unhappy kind of came out of nowhere, but okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe that's what I had more of a problem with, because it did kind of come out of nowhere. They had been like the perfect couple previously, and then they were suddenly mad all the time.
Yeah, my real problem was just the relationship in general, because I didn't feel like they hadn't, like, first they started out saying, with the understanding that both Barney and Robin would treat it as though it weren't real, but then they did treat it like it was real, so, like, I felt like the whole relationship was uneven from a writing standpoint, more mm-hmm. so than I thought.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the timeline exactly, like, how much past something else it is, because sometimes they also go, you know, backwards in telling it, so you're not necessarily, like, right after the events of the last episode in the next episode. You might be...
I think that their timeline jumps all over the place all the time, and they're not always consistent, and that really bugs me.
But it kind of bugged me just because of breaking them up, just because it seemed like they just got them together, and so you basically have them together for, like, a handful of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the story that they told in this, they could have set up over the course of a couple episodes, you know, showing them getting, you know, more and more like this, not just jumping ahead and then showing them, you know, type of thing all in one episode. I don't know. Yeah, it just seemed like the thing that you sort of were kind of wanted to happen over the last, what, season or so, and then they finally do, and then within just, what, 3 or 4 episodes, they're not again.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know.
Although the stakeout... That was my favorite scene in the whole thing.
Yeah, this guy was good.
With Marshall complaining about not having a van and the pizza guy trying to deliver the pizza. And Ted with the, you know, talking about the, you know, everything being too expensive. Plus
mm-hmm.
every line that the pizza guy uttered sounded like a line from one of the porn movies. And then, you know, Alan Thicke shows up.
Yep.
I'm Alan Thicke. And then when the crazy, was it Crazy Wendy or whatever?
Meg.
Crazy Meg was like, you're Alan Thicke. And he's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I mean, I didn't love it. I thought the what's it called? Big out scene was funny, but that's really about it for me. I don't know, not feeling that week. Well, and kind of going along those lines, The Big Bang Theory, Season 3, Episode 7, The Guitarist Amplification. It's another one of those episodes where there were scenes that I enjoyed, but otherwise I was not impressed.
What was this one?
The one where Penny and Leonard fought, and Sheldon had a couple amazing monologues that was like an Emmy reel, and because she was going to have a hot guy sleep on her couch.
Just okay. She was going to have an ex, she was going to have a friend that was also an ex sort of boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, while I agree she should have talked it over with Leonard, it's her apartment. She can decide who stays there, whatever. So the, I don't know, the argument was absurd for me. But yeah, and like I said, I like the Sheldon stuff, but I don't know. Didn't love it.
I thought it was, I liked the episode. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, because it basically set up Sheldon to react to everybody. Because everybody ended up fighting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He was fighting everywhere he went. But yeah, that scene, the first scene in the comic book store where he relays, you know, the fighting of his parents, where he's where he's doing his mom and then his dad and then storms out, was that was incredible.
Yeah, that's, he should turn that in for his Emmy reel. I mean, it's basically the scene that won Alec Baldwin an Emmy, except he was playing Laurie Metcalf and his dad.
That was really good. But also, I don't know, I laughed just a bunch. I laughed throughout the whole episode, so I thought it was good. Because that's, from my perspective, if I laugh a bunch of times at a comedy, I'm happy.
I didn't laugh a whole bunch of times, which is why I didn't think it was good. Which is how that usually works.
I also like the scene in where he shows up by himself for lunch. And he asks about the soup and half a sandwich.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, exactly. For me, it was only Sheldon that I enjoyed. Like, I didn't like anything else.
That whole bit, he's like, do they just make a half a sandwich? Do I have to wait for somebody else to order the other half? He's like, they just make a half a sandwich. You can't make a half a sandwich. But then also when he says that there's things that Leonard doesn't like, and she walks off. And then comes
and
back
comes
and
back
it's like, wait, what? I like the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, I can tell. Ray, you didn't say much. Are you kind of in, what ball does your court fall in there?
Isn't it the other way around?
Yes. Sorry, I'm not thinking straight today.
It was all right. I haven't been wowed by either How I Met Your Mother or The Big Bang Theory much of the season at all. So,
right. So that's
still
Monday.
Still into that same ballpark.
Still into that same ball as me. Oh, Lord.
What?
Lord have mercy on us.
So your court was in the same ball as Amory's?
All right, let's move on. I can't.
Moving on. So you think
you
can dance.
Talking about.
So you think you can dance, Season 6, Episode 13, Top 16 Perform. I don't remember paying attention
Amory.
Dances. What?
I said congratulations, Amory.
Thank you.
Because you are in the first place on the Fantasy Dance League.
Yes, I am. Bam.
Is that still?
Yes, 2 weeks in a row. Well, last week I was tied.
Yeah, last week she was
or it
in
was
first
like
place.
Five
with
behind or something. This week I'm ahead by like 3 points. I should have stuck with Pauline for my bonus because that's who I really wanted to stick with. And it came back to bite me, because if I'd stuck with Pauline, I would be even further in the lead.
I don't know if that matters, Amory.
I need to build up a big lead for when I don't win, because when my dancers all start to, like, not do what I want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Nothing really impressed me this week. I fast-forwarded a lot, so I didn't really hear a lot of the feedback, but from the sounds of it and the results show, was Nigel too harsh? Like, what was his deal?
Well, first, Nigel was mad because Nathan and Molly didn't end up in the bottom, which they definitely deserved to be in the bottom. Like, they weren't in the bottom three because of their vote. So, and I guess Nathan was a little smug about it. I don't know. I didn't really watch completely there, but that's why he was mad, because the audience didn't vote them in the bottom. And Nathan was a little smug about not being at the bottom. Even they clearly, like, their dance was the worst dance of the night. So
I agree.
There's no way they shouldn't have ended up in the bottom. But on the other hand,
you got to stop saying in the bottom.
Yeah, you need to stop thinking about people saying in the bottom. I don't know where your mind goes.
Anyway, what I was going to say is that Adam clearly warned people, though, about that. So I don't know why. I just felt like it was inappropriate to be angry at the audience for something that one of the judges warned them that would happen, so they voted appropriately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you tell everybody they're likely to end up in the bottom, then if they like them, they're going to vote them out. So
exactly. That's the exact same way that, like, that's how it works.
And I agree that Nathan shouldn't have been as smug as he was, but still, I mean, I think he's more smug about the fact that he has fans that were willing to vote for him than anything else. But anyway, so he was kind of harsh to him, but then he was also, then he picked on all the dancers and told them that none of them had a very good solo, and I don't know, it was just pretty bad.
He was just in a bad mood.
Yeah. He was in a bad mood, I think, because they expected them to be in the bottom, and they weren't in the bottom, so maybe they couldn't pick the people they wanted.
Yeah, because they do find out earlier in the day, so they can, like, they were probably pissed all day that they didn't get the people that they wanted in the bottom, that they couldn't, you know, send home the people that they wanted, and exactly. Better for me, though, because I have Molly and Nathan going far.
I don't have them going far, but...
I mean, further than some.
I wasn't surprised by Peter and Pauline either, so... And it amuses me, all the people who are like, who are all upset about it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
they
I didn't
had
like
nothing to say about the two of those people from the beginning. I don't understand why you think that they would have gotten far. So, whatever.
So that's why you think you can dance.
We'll see how next week goes.
We'll see.
Fingers crossed that you continue your lead.
Yes. Oh, my God. Fingers crossed for sure. Oh, it's on. I want that trophy. God. So that's why you think you can dance.
Do you got a place picked out all for it?
I do. I have somewhere in my living room I can go. Yep. Oh, I'm ready.
He's going to make it, so it is kind of cool that you... Or he said he's going to make it. We'll see if he actually
makes
it.
What, the trophy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said... I believe him. I believe he's going to. Because I feel like if he and Sean won, they would want the trophy.
Oh, no. I meant... I didn't mean, like, is he going to make it at all? I meant he's going to... He said he was going to actually go and make it, like...
Oh, like, pick it out himself.
Customized.
That's right.
Not just pick it out. I guess she has something where
like
she...
Like design it or something, exactly.
Right.
John. That's funny. So next on our list is So You Think... No. Is...
Did you want to talk about So You Think You Can Dance Again?
I wish. Let's go. No. I would like to talk about Sons of Anarchy, Season 2, Episode Awesome, Episode 10, called Balm. Let me tell you, the end of this episode, I was like a baby. I was crying like a baby. And I watched it again, crying like a baby the second time. Love it.
Yeah, it was really... It was definitely the episode of the season.
Oh, it was just so good. And so the acting was fierce, and the storyline was incredible, and Gemma finally came clean, and nobody was killed right away, and it really brought everybody back together. Jax grabbing his badge and leaving the room, that's really what set me off. I was like, oh my God, they did this for him. I was crying. It was amazing. Amazing.
If Katie Seagal doesn't get...
Oh, I know.
I mean, obviously nominated, but, I mean, who's doing better work on a drama than
no one.
Her?
She's amazing.
I mean, it's just been... her storyline this season has been something else. And
Sons of Anarchy is on a roll this season. It's one of my favorite shows on TV. I think it's fantastic. The thing is, where a lot of people are finally just coming into the show and loved it because season two has been so steady... I love season one, too. So, to me, it just keeps getting better, and it was incredible.
Yeah, I'm not with necessarily the people that say that it started getting good at episode 7 of season 1.
No, I was a fan from the beginning.
Like, telling people that if they're going to go back, they should, you know, start there, at least, or whatever. And I'm like, no, if you're going to watch it, you should go back and watch from the beginning, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. And, haven't been talking about, you know, Sons of Anarchy because I got behind. And then a couple weekends ago, I caught up but also got way ahead. So
right.
I didn't want to talk about it then because...
You can never remember what happens in which episode. And
I watched 10 episodes in a row. On a Saturday, and I've seen all the way through episode 11 now, and so then it was, I didn't want to say anything because I wasn't sure which episode certain things happened in, and I didn't want to spoil anything.
So long story short, episode 10 of Sons of Anarchy is by far the most incredible I've ever seen.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. I mean, 11 is good too, but I can't wait to see what they, how things end this season.
And hey, FX, where is the pickup announcement? Come on, it has quadrupled its rating.
Apparently, they're working on doing whatever they need to do to do that. But I'm surprised that they don't have that worked out already. I mean,
yeah, me too.
When it's outperforming. When it's outperforming shows that have been on, that have lasted 5 and 6, 7 seasons on FX and stuff like that, you would think that those types of announcements would come a little quicker. But it's definitely going to be back. It's not like it's not going to be.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine it wouldn't be. I hope it's not. I mean, I hope it is. Like, I hope it's not. Oh, I just can't even fathom what that would be like. But yeah, so Sons of Anarchy. I think that
That would be something to get behind and be pissed off about.
Yeah. I would send whatever I needed to send. In this case, maybe guns. I'm not really sure. But just take a warning, Fox. I mean, FX. Sam Crow. I'm going to get a Sam Crow jacket. I'm going to be in the motorcycle club without having to ride a motorcycle or kill people. Well, we'll see what I can do about that in the meantime.
Get you a prospect jacket?
Yeah, right? That'd be awesome. Yeah, so moving on from the dark grittiness of Sons of Anarchy to Glee, Lovely Glee, Season 1, Episode 9, Wheels. Artie's my favorite character.
Really?
Nope, nothing? Nobody has anything to say?
I don't know who my... I was trying to think who... No, when you said that, I was trying to think who would I pick as my favorite character.
Artie's not my favorite character. Sorry.
Ellen. Okay. Who is your favorite character, right?
I don't know. It's just not Artie. I mean, I don't dislike
God,
Artie.
God, it's
just...
not Artie. God. That's what your reaction sounds like.
I'm sorry. That's not how my reaction really is. I just know it's not Artie. I mean, he's only had one episode. How could he be my favorite character?
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Rachel's probably my favorite character. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel's not my favorite character.
we're checking them off.
I'm just saying, she's too much of a... I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Well, I could differentiate between a character maybe having flaws, and there are things that I wouldn't necessarily like if you were hanging out with them, but as a character, I like her character for the show.
That's fine. I don't. I wasn't saying you aren't allowed to like her character.
I'm just explaining more.
Gosh,
how come every time I just explain something, it's always like I'm saying that that's the way it has to be. I'm not saying that.
It just sounds like you are. let's move on with this and talk about the episode. What did we like about the episode? Nothing? Nothing? No one?
Amory, give us a second.
Wait, when I say something, is it delayed? Because it's like silence for like 5 seconds on my end.
I was just thinking.
It wasn't delayed here on this end. It was, so what did you think? Anything? Anything? Nothing? What?
Anyway.
Wait, no, what I'm saying is there was time. There was dead air between me saying, so what did you think of this episode?
Right.
And then nobody said anything, and I said, nothing? Moving on!
What I'm saying is maybe there is, because all we heard was no dead air between you saying nothing and asking if there was anything. The beauties of Skype.
What I was going to say, I actually liked a lot of it. I don't really have anything in particular that I liked, meaning that I liked all of it, so there's not, one moment that I'm thinking of. Obviously, Sue...
One moment in time. Anyway, I hadn't sung it, so I had to get that in there.
Sue is her sister. Was pretty great.
That was really great. Oh, I was crying.
I cried as well.
Okay, good.
That's the only one. I don't know. Also, I loved the... Puck and Quinn moments in this episode.
I know. It made me realize, how there could be something, something between them versus all the other relationships we've seen.
Yeah, the food fight, and that was really good. And and then Finn walks in, but up until then, I mean, that was it showed they definitely have chemistry.
Oh, they definitely do.
Those, you know, you could see even more than before that, you know, while he can be, you know, a complete ass, he does actually really like her.
There are some moments where I laughed, I laughed out loud hysterically, like when Artie was like, let me be perfectly clear. Explaining his equipment still worked. That caught me so off guard. I was laughing hysterically. And I love that Puck's like, here's $18. It's all I have left after I bought dip and nunchucks. Like, that was brilliant. Like, it's just, this episode was so good.
Yeah, I liked, there was that. Then, obviously, the wheelchair number at the end.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, how much time did they have to put in on that?
Oh, I know. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. It would be so much work.
Yeah, to choreograph that and be able to do it.
Kudos to them.
Definitely sure. One of those things that with the disconnect between, they obviously didn't do that in like a couple days, but...
Yeah, oh sure.
But yeah, that was a great number. But I think the best storyline of the night was Sue's storyline.
Oh, I like Kurt and his dad too. I love that relationship. I was just going to, you know, I was so nervous. I was on edge, like, what's Sue going to say to this poor young lady trying out for the cheerleading squad, like, who just doesn't want to be treated like a normal person, but can she handle Sue's brand of normal? But it really, like, from that moment on, because I've had a lot of interaction with, you know, people with special needs in my life, and it's like, from that moment on, when she was like, Becky, you're a Cheerio, like, I started crying. I thought it was fantastic. And then to see it was because of her sister, like, that was, you're right, it was awesome. It was just really good.
Well, for me, it hits home because I have a differently abled sister, so...
Okay.
Who would, you know, in a lot of situations, would just like to be given a shot to try something, you know, not just told
mm-hmm.
no. And,
all right.
But I just thought it was an interesting moment where he comes in and he's, you know, watching her, and he doesn't know what her motives are and stuff like that, and she tells him that she's just... That's how she treats everybody. So she is treating her normal, and you're asking me to treat, you know, to actually treat her differently. And it was like, it was actually, I think, like the first time I ever really like agreed with Sue. You know, because usually a lot of Sue's stuff is like, you know, kind of out there, you know.
Like, sure, like caning. Yes, we cane.
You know, yeah, how Sue sees it is usually pretty bizarre. And so that was actually an interesting moment where it sort of flipped it, where Sue was actually the one that you were like, yeah.
She's right.
She's right in this situation. And I also thought it was interesting that the young lady was like, when even though she was kind of being yelled at and stuff like that, the way Sue does stuff, she was all happy.
Exactly. She just was happy to be part of the team.
And
good message. So who won the diva off, Kurt or Rachel? Who would you have voted for?
Well, Kurt threw it, so
right.
I feel like it's not
Let's
a
say
fair...
that Kurt hadn't thrown it.
Then I might have voted for Kurt.
Yeah,
I would have voted for
I'm just saying, like, it's hard to tell, because since I've listened to both of their versions, I like both of their versions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, up until then, they were both really good, though. I mean...
Yeah, definitely.
The going and the way they shot it, going back and forth, where you were seeing pretty much the same part up against the same part, so that you know, weren't seeing like a whole song and then the whole song. You were seeing each individual part of the song up against each other. So it actually gave you the ability sort of to try and judge yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. So I do have one concern that I thought about. Did Quinn eat a cupcake?
I thought about that too. I was like, hopefully they didn't. He didn't feed her any of those cupcakes.
Is he smart enough to realize that he should not give his pregnant friend a laced cupcake? I don't know. Anyway, great episode. I can't wait to see what's coming up because I love them and I love the show and I love it. Moving on to another show that I love so much that I can't even think straight: Supernatural. Season 5, Episode 9, The Real Ghostbusters. God, I love this show.
If you don't like the book, don't read it. And I thought it was funny because somebody online made that thing today. If you don't like the show, don't watch it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just a universal truth. If you don't like something, leave it alone. Good God. Oh, my God. Becky is like, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's incredible. I love that person. Oh, damn.
I like when they first show up, like they're rushing to get there. And they get out, yeah, they're like, and there's like six more cars just like theirs in the parking lot.
That didn't tip them off right away. I mean, he looked confused, but he wasn't like, hold up, what? Oh.
Wasn't just cars just their own. Cars, I think, how all the license plates on the back of them were the same. Mm-hmm. They would be. Mm-hmm. They were all obviously the cars they used for doubles, but still.
Exactly. My favorite thing, and this is the littlest thing, was at the end. Because there's so much slash fiction written about Sam and Dean to the end, and they're like, we're partners.
I know, I started.
We're partners. Like, I was like, that was such an in-joke. Like, oh, so funny. So funny.
There are a lot of those, too.
There was still a ghost of the week. It wasn't just, like, confronting your multiple Deans and multiple Sams.
I like when they sent the actress in, or they wanted to, and she's like...
Oh my God, that ringtone was the most ridiculous ringtone ever.
She's like, I work at Hooters, you know? And they're like, don't worry, trust me, this will work.
Oh, man.
And then she gets a phone call. I just like all the little ghostly kids, they all kind of look at each other like...
All I could think about was, don't cut their heads off, like, they're just beautiful. Don't, I was like, not their hair! Don't cut them! Oh, man.
Amory.
I know. Because all I talk about is hot guys. Deal with it. You don't like the show, don't listen.
What? Did I miss a complaint about something?
Yeah, last week somebody complained that I talk about hot guys too much. So that's
okay.
That's supernatural.
I will say this. I've seen people complain because this was a filler episode. Which, my only comment to that is, you know... There are, how many episodes we get in a season? 22
usually around there.
So they have to have some filler episodes, people. They can't all be about the myth arc. Like, there's just not enough story for it to be an entire season with just episodes that concern the apocalypse. So,
and besides, they did give you something, though, even though at the end of the episode.
They did, right. But it really was a filler episode. It wasn't...
You know, but it was,
you'd have to watch the show to understand that it really...
Well, I understand like, that it is, but I mean, they still give you a little bit.
Yeah, they still move it along a little bit.
It does move the story along, and that's the complaint that I wouldn't get on a lot of shows a lot of times. It's like...
I think a filler episode on Supernatural has done a lot better than a filler episode on other things. Nobody cares about Jack's tattoo on Lost. We do care about what a Supernatural fan convention would be like, because it's so, like, it happens. These happen in real life. It's just incredibly meta. And... We did. I love that Becky's like, did you read that book?
I think some of it was that they also were a little I don't know, get this either. Like, the comment was, you know, Supernatural conventions, how there are actually more females than there are males.
Right.
So this convention had a lot of males at it versus, like, it didn't have nearly the number of females that a normal Supernatural convention would have.
Yeah.
But even, and so, like, people were offended by that. I'm like, really? Really? That's what you're offended by? I don't know how to respond to that.
I think it kind of makes sense, though, in a sense that, I mean, it's a fan convention for a set of books, you know, not,
right.
It's not a fan convention for a TV show where you actually...
Yeah. Because they don't know that Sam and Dean are real people.
Yeah, you're basing it on a description of these characters in a book, and so...
I'm not arguing. I have no problem with them making it.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, I thought it was funny that people were offended that...
I think it's so funny what people pick to, like...
I'm just like, really? Of all the things that they did in this episode, that's what you were offended at? And it was... They weren't doing it to be offensive. They had to change it a little, and... And like you said, it's based on books versus, like, the whole reason the fandom is full of females is because it's a show with two hot leads in the
two very hot leads.
Right, and that's why it's all women at a convention like that, because they're all there to see the male actors. They're not there to about the characters. So in that sense, it wasn't even a true type of Supernatural convention because, hello, that's not what usually the conventions are about. So, yeah.
It was just enough of one to be able to play with the idea and
Yeah, and, exactly.
You know, it was just to be able to give you that scene of the question and answers, you know.
Right, yeah.
Like the one person, like the one guy, the hook guy with the, he like asks a question and is like barely even answer, and he's like in a follow up and goes into, and it's like, I think I saw that guy at Comic-Con. He asked a question.
I would say that that's kind of what it was based on.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people who ask questions at Comic-Con.
And so, you know, in that respect, I thought they did pretty good. And if you watch the previews, they're obviously going to jump right back into
the search,
the major storyline.
Yeah, definitely.
Which means I will be jumping off again.
I just can't. No, you shouldn't. I think you should keep watching. You should keep watching.
At this point, he has no idea what's happening. So.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch, I'm going to go back to the beginning and start over.
Yeah, you should. You should definitely. I think you should. So that's Supernatural, guys. Yay! And then I wanted to add something about last night's comedy, Thursday night's comedies. Oh my God. I won't give any spoilers away, but Community, Parks and Rec, The Office, 30 Rock, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia were five of the funniest episodes of each show that I've ever seen. I was laughing hysterically, like to the point of tears, at more than once from laughter. Incredible. That's all I wanted to say.
Gosh, I'm looking forward to it with dread now.
Yeah. Ray's like, really? I watched the same shows. I didn't feel the same.
I do feel that way.
You don't watch 30 Rock. You don't watch Parks and Rec.
No. I would feel that way about those shows regardless, so.
So you watch The Office, Community, and It's Always Sunny?
I haven't watched It's Always Sunny yet. I'm sure I will like that one.
You will love that episode. I can guarantee it. Okay. So
that's what I usually like to say.
Yeah. I also wanted to comment because I did say anything. But on Sunday, the Mad Men season finale was incredible. But that's all I really want to say. So that's prime time. Running together. Prime time. Leaving it on the line. That was a little prime time and hang time mixed together.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Never.
All right. Okay. So we're...
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Is that it?
That's it on our list of shows.
All right. If you have something you'd like to add, or you'd like to leave us a message about something else, tell Amory that she's talking about too many hot guys again.
Or tell me what the guys you think you're hot, think are hot. Let me start that sentence over. Or tell me what guys you think are hot.
Or that, so that she's not the only one talking about hot guys. Right. I occasionally mention when they're hot. Anyway.
And I'll try and talk about more hot girls to even it out, maybe.
Anyway, you can follow all of that on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Oh, spell it all out.
I was like, come on, somebody. The Snapvine widget's there. You can leave a comment, blah, blah, blah. All of that.
Something a little more descriptive than that, but...
Right, right.
Yeah, you don't have to say blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying that. Anyway, everybody knows me. You can also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/TVTimes3.
A little out. See, I was better that time.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Our music provided by Amory and also...
Just a little bit.
...by iodapromonet.com. TV Party, Asylum Street Spankers, Girl Title, Yellow Dog Record.
And I leave you with this note. If you're going to reference an episode, if you're going to leave us a feedback, reference the episode so I know where I did something wrong.
Yeah, that's...
All right. What? I got to eat, literally, because I haven't eaten all day because of my swollen lip, so...
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, it's recording me.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Ray, do you have a cough this week?
What?
I said, Ray, do you have a cough this week?
I have a little bit of a cough. Not nearly the cough I had before.
Is it working, Jason?
It seems to be registering little green fluctuations up and down on the recording. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a go for Ray.
All right.
Is this 51?
Yep.
Yep.
Here we go.
Season 1, Episode 7, Earth.
Yeah. You're going to have to say that again, or somebody else is going to have to say it, or you cut out in the middle of.
I'm replaced because I cut out. I'll say it.